This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Insured American patients and their health plans are paying billions for medications because of a federal program built on good intentions, but poorly executed. That according to a new report from 46 Brooklyn, an Ohio-based nonprofit group. Health policy expert Anthony Chacha says the 340B program deeply discounts medications that hospitals buy and then resells them on the open market at full price or more. The intention is to use the extra money to offer free health care to people who can't afford it. But he says it's unclear whether the hospitals are actually using the money as intended. Meanwhile, patients and businesses are paying up to 2.5 times more for medications at 340B medical centers all across the nation. The work continues 24/7 to clear that debris from the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard Commander Roberto Concepcion says the priority is finding the bodies of 3 remaining construction workers who have been missing since that container ship hit the bridge and brought it down 2 weeks ago. He says crews have a general idea of where the victims are.
It's a complex operation that requires a lot of surveying and because there's a lot of debris underneath the waterline, and we want to make sure the first responders who are diving to recover those individuals are safe.
Stormy weather slowed down the operations last week, and that may be the case later on this week as rain is in the forecast. Crews have also been working to remove containers from the ship that struck the bridge to make the vessel lighter to move it in time for when the time comes. Work is also continuing to clear that third limited access channel by the end of the month, and a permanent 700-foot wide, 50-foot deep federal navigation channel will be happening by the end of May.
A resolution to impeach Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold failed 8-3 Tuesday. House Republicans recently brought the impeachment resolution forward, citing Griswold representing Colorado in the U.S. Supreme Court case on whether Trump should be removed from Colorado's ballot because of his role in the January 6th Capitol riot as the reasoning. House Minority Leader Rose Pugliese and State Representative Ryan Amagost said only Congress has the right to determine whether the former president can be barred from the ballot or not. Griswold called the impeachment effort baseless. Fort Carson is appreciating the work of volunteers with an annual award ceremony. KRDO's 13's Bryn Carman.
Yesterday at the Mountain Post, 555 volunteers were recognized for their contributions to places like the Evans Army Community Hospital, Army Community Service, and the Directorate of Family and Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. Army Volunteer Corps Manager Cynthia Brisbay says what they do that's above and beyond is that they take time out of their very busy schedule to make us the best hometown in the Army. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
The Arizona Supreme Court yesterday upheld an abortion law dating back to 1864 when Arizona wasn't a state and women didn't have a right to vote that criminalizes all abortions except those to save the mother's life. It's a near total abortion ban with one exception to save the life of a pregnant mother, but the law carries penalties of somewhere between 2 and 5 years for doctors who violate it. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. There's a push to kick Lunchables off school menus. Consumer Reports issued a warning yesterday saying that school cafeterias' version of the popular lunch snack contains too much sodium. Last year, Lunchables developed 2 new versions of the cheese, meat, and cracker snacks, especially for school lunch programs. Consumer Reports the turkey, cheddar, school lunch versions contain nearly 200 more milligrams of sodium than the store-bought Lunchables. The nonprofit group says it's petitioning the USDA to remove the snacks from school cafeterias. And finally, Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock took a nosedive. The Bloomberg Index is a daily ranking of the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump Media, the parent company behind Truth Social. Shares in Trump's company, however, have been steadily dropping and fell nearly 5% on Tuesday.
Partly cloudy and mild here for your Wednesday. We'll see highs in the upper 50s, Colorado Springs, mid-60s around Pueblo, and we may see a few isolated showers and thunderstorms out across the plains as we head into the afternoon. Look for winds coming out of the north to northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.